This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. Technological enhancements have made it easier for soldiers at war to communicate with loved ones back home, but it wasn't always easy. Bob Ford and Gene Atkinson came to the StoryCorps mobile booth in Oklahoma City and reflected on efforts to stay in contact with their families while serving in the Vietnam War.
How often did you stay in touch, and how did you stay in touch with your family and wife?
Well, considering the wars that we have now and the communication, in Vietnam, we could get a letter home in 5 days and get a letter back in 5 days. So the period 10 days, you could have some communication. And once a year, the battalion would set up a ham radio setup where we connected with ham radio operators in the United States and could call our loved ones. It was a little bit strained because you had to say, "I love you," over. You know, he had to respond with "over" every time you wanted to change the transmission. So there was a lot lost in translation. Did y'all have the same system?
Same thing. It's very comical. The first time I called Diane, and I'd been there almost 7 months, and I wanted to set up our R&R and meet for our first wedding anniversary. And so I call her, and of course, she's kind of bashful and doesn't know the radio procedure. I mean, who would? And so I say, "Sweetheart, great. Good day. I can't wait to hear your voice and everything all set to go on R&R. And she said, "Hi, Bob. Over?" Okay. And so I said a few things. I said, "No." And this kind of went back and forth like that, because the only thing she could say was just kind of like that, "Hi, Bob. Over?" And I said, "Now, Diane, a little bit more, sweetheart. Are you all set to go? And is all the arrangements been made? You have your flight?" And she finally said, "I'll be there. Over?"
Wherever you're going to be.
That was it. And I had to laugh at my poor little wife. I mean, who wouldn't be intimidated talking over a tactical radio, for crying out loud?
That's right. And the thing is, you got through with it. And you thought, "Dad, come in. Why didn't I say this? Why didn't I ask her this?"
Well, and then you're right about the letters home. I was always asked, "Well, I guess you wrote your parents quite a bit." And I said, "Well, my dad saved all my letters, and I only wrote 12 times. And they got really further and further apart because of the war. You just didn't, you couldn't explain it. One of them, I said in the letter, I said, "I guess not too much is happening other than what I go through every day, and who wants to hear war stories all the time? And so I'll talk about something else." But I did write Diane probably, I'm going to say, one every 4 days. And it took that long to get the letter written. And I'm glad I did, because everything is in chronological order of what happened to me. And I was able to help me recall lots of things. And if you notice, did you save your letters? I'm sure she did.
No, I don't have them. And, you know, the interesting thing is that I learned quickly to not be too graphic about what
was right.
happening.
Real quick.
All of a sudden, picking up shrapnel or getting hit with artillery scared them to death.
Yeah.
And so Vicky wrote me back and said, "You know, you don't have to worry about saving this posterity. Just save your posterior."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so,
One of my letters I remember writing, and I said, "Now, if you're planning on coming this direction, don't come to Vietnam for Christmas or any particular holiday." It went something to that effect. But I try to keep it as humorous as possible.
Sure, as light as possible.
Yeah, that's right.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.